If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
Oh, that's my cue. I'm Kim Osorio.
Girl.
I'm Akeem Woods.
I'm Ida Rodriguez.
I feel like we need to like edit this because there was too many pauses.
It was pauses because I thought
I wasn't paying attention. I was like, oh, it's my turn.
I thought only the hosts were doing it and then y'all was going to introduce the guests. That's what I thought was going to happen.
No, we don't. Everybody introduce themselves up here.
Okay, girl.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess Kim Osorio's guest hosting.
Hey. You've seen
her up here before, but Kim and I have known each other forever. I know I always introduce you the same way.
As your friend. Yeah. I appreciate that.
My friend, but also the first woman editor-in-chief of The Source.
Hey. What? Hey.
Author, okay, straight from the source. Also, executive producer on TV shows that you may know. So, I mean, a ton of them. Growing Up Hip Hop, you know, Black Ink, Loving Hip Hop, The Impact, New York. So, doing her thing for real, and she writes her own scripts too.
Yeah,
to be clear, I'm just a writer. Waiting for her to really
okay.
like
to get to work,
go heavy
Stop
on
playing.
That.
Yeah,
all right. And Akeem Woods, who we've had up here,
we have
a couple of times, and he's guest hosted with me on Way Up, but a comedian.
Thank you.
And of course, my other friend, Ida Rodriguez, who is the woman of the hour today.
Yay.
Ida, who has her HBO special, Fighting Words, but also she's an author, legitimate kid.
Hey.
I love that word. She's an author.
Oh, I appreciate that. And I love that you read the books.
Oh, yes. Right.
You actually read the books.
I love when I read a book and I know the person.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'd be like, child, I didn't know she was.
You did that. Did that to me.
Yeah.
Like, girl.
Like, I can't believe you did that. And Kim's book is juicy, too. I just want to put it out there.
Thanks.
But Gigi, by the way, is going to be at South by Southwest.
I am.
Me, too.
Hey.
Monday.
Me, too.
Well, this will actually be out
Yeah.
By it'll,
okay. Well, this is coming
so
out
So I'm so excited that we did our world premiere of the Magic City documentary. Oh, look, I'm wearing my shirt. Of the Magic City documentary yesterday.
Oh.
I want to say I'm excited as of yesterday.
I saw it. It was great.
But I'm so excited about this project. It's produced by Drake and Jermaine Dupri, along with, of course, Magic City and Jamie Gertz. And
Gigi's the narrator.
Yeah, I host and narrate. We all can't wait to see it. As well as sit for an interview. It's a 3-part docuseries and the world premiere, South by Southwest. I've been counting down this day since I found out, like, like Christmas, like a little kid.
Did you say so Jamie Gertz, the actress?
Yes. Oh, so you know her and her husband own the Atlanta Hawks.
I know, and so, her son went to school with my son. She,
oh, really?
I
love her.
Solar She's babies.
Such a sweetheart.
This is a big deal.
Yeah, it really is.
That's so dope.
Gigi, at Magic City, when you were there, what would you say, like, if you had to guess what your annual salary was, like, how much would you say you were making, like, a year? Do you even know?
Probably like 150 to 200.
Sheesh.
Don't stop
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
How often did you work?
I filmed there before at Magic City. Yeah, we filmed scenes there.
Of course.
Yep.
Yeah, had to.
I would try to work as much as I physically could because I always felt like when I wasn't there, I was missing money.
That's a good point.
Like, I would rather go make money than go spend money. Mm-hmm. And I felt like if I wasn't there making money, then I'm missing out. And, like, you never know what you're going to make.
Okay.
Like, you could make $6,000 on a Tuesday and you can make $7,000 on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Like, you can make $300 on Monday and you can make $4,000. Like, you never really know.
Can you walk in the club and look in the beginning and be like, oh, this is a $1,000 night. This is a $2,000 night. You can't tell?
No. They should throw money on comedians.
Man. Girl. That'd change my whole life.
This is so funny. Get up close.
Get out of my studio apartment, girl.
What's his name? Roland Martin threw some money at me when I did a comedy show, and I picked it up and threw it back.
You should have let that set things off.
I wish the nigga would throw money at me while I was on stage. Right. It'd be over.
No.
Like, who's next?
So I'm from Miami. So I grew up, Uncle Luke was my mentor. He was my, I interned for him.
Oh, nice.
So I was very involved and around a lot of the dancers.
Yeah.
Freaky Red, like it was a bunch of girls. And I remember Gloria, you know, like my beautiful Puerto Rock. And I always had this admiration and adoration for dancers because I remember one of the girls at my high school danced at the talent show.
I
just remember when she started dancing, everybody was like, and then by the end, all the teachers were running like, oh no, like,
clothes back on. Hold on.
She tricked them into.
She danced at the talent show.
She took
her clothes off.
She started dancing, and then little by little, she was like, she became like one of the star dancers at the Rolex.
Wow.
And
in high school, you can't do that at a high school.
I know girls
show.
That dance in high school,
but not at the talent show.
Well, I don't know about it.
It's a talent,
but it's embedded in the culture of like Miami.
Yeah,
so,
it's
you
a
know.
Talent.
Yeah,
but it is a talent because there's people who are great, and then there's people that's like, come on, you gotta do more than walk around.
Yeah.
I feel like a misconception I had before I started was that every girl knew how to dance or had like a routine or like certain costumes that they wore.
Oh, no,
and
some
I went
just
in
bad
blindly
bitches.
Thinking that was the thing. And I got there and I'm like, half these girls can't dance at all.
Yeah.
They not flexible. They don't point their toes. Like,
they can't get on that pole.
Can't do the pole.
Gigi's kind of exceptional though. You can't like compare people to when Gigi was at Magic City. She started, Monday nights kicked off at Magic City because...
Well, not really because of me, but the whole like pole movement I started. When I came to Magic City, none of these girls were doing pole tricks. And I came in at 110 pounds and an A cup, and that's all I had. I didn't have the big booty. I didn't have the popularity because nobody knew me from there. I was from Philly. But I had talent. And, you know, that is what kind of pushed me ahead of the game.
It's all ab work.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really like full body workout.
Remember when it was so popular to do like pole fitness training? That shit was rough. I did a class once. I was like, look, my arms is hurt. My abs hurt.
Oh,
everything hurt.
It's a workout.
Yeah, you'll be bruised
up. It's definitely a full body workout. And I want to say that when I twerk classes as well after I retired. And I just want to say that I saw everyday women pull out like just sexiness and confidence that they didn't even know they had. And that was kind of, to me, that was probably like the best reward that I got from teaching is that we would have like lawyers and teachers and nurses and just like regular everyday moms. And they would come in and they would walk out a whole different person.
We need to do this.
You need Gigi, confidence.
Let's do it. Maybe we need to set up some type of like private class.
Yes.
Are y'all down?
We're not filming it.
I can't, you two. Don't look around.
We'll do it, but we're not filming it.
Listen, I'll do a little pole trick.
But let me tell you, when I knew it was popular is when Sheila Kelly, that's David Kelly's wife, wrote a book called called The S Factor, and it was all about the pole dancing. And I was like, this from the hood.
Wow.
How you did you get this?
It's a book. Yeah, it's a, she, her.
Didn't they have, that wasn't that the name of the classes too? They had S Factor.
Yeah. She, it became, she branded it and everything. And I was like, what? That's from where I come from.
That's amazing.
You don't know how to clap your booty. Like,
and yeah. Listen, I came, there's a story that you were going to tell on Way Up. That I would love for you to share now.
Oh.
Uh-oh. He was like, I can't, because, you know, Way Up, it, my show on iHeart is a lot more.
I told some of the story, and the people in the comments were like, this is not a radio story. I'm like, I know.
But now you can tell the real story of what happened in your gym class.
Okay, so I went.
Oh, my God.
I don't know it. I know,
I work but... it out. I work out. It was a midday workout. Like, not, it was, the sun was still out, but it was like getting to the cusp of the night. Great workout, but I realized that it was more dudes, because I've been doing workout classes with Weezy, and there were more dudes in this class than normal. It's normally just a bunch of white women. I'm like, all right, this is cool, dudes. I didn't get a good workout in because I was checking everybody out the whole time, so I didn't work out a lot. Afterwards, I go to the locker room, and I wish I would have kept this note. There was a note in the locker room, like in my locker, because I put all my stuff in the locker, and the note just had like an address, and it just said sex party, and then had an address.
Wow.
And in my head, I'm like, girl, I'm not going to this. So
but
I go.
But in your penis, it said, yes, I am.
No. So I go, so I go home. Oh I go God, home. I go home and I take a shower. And
that's how you knew you were going. And
no.
You go home and take a shower. You're
no,
going.
No, I took a shower because I just worked out. I took a shower because I just worked out. And in my head, I'm like, I'm not going to this party. But then I put in the address, bitch, it was 3-minute walk. It was 3 minutes walk.
God,
I'm like,
going.
I'm like, well, the Lord wants me to go. Like,
the
clearly,
Lord is not
the
out
Lord
of New York, you
wants me to go.
On foot.
So I go to the party, and it's a gay sex party. So exactly what you think is happening is happening. A lot of hot dudes, a lot of people of color too. I'm like, okay, inclusion. Right. So it's just so. At one point, but here's the thing. At one point, I'm fucking this dude, and I look over and I see a mirror. And I see myself fucking this dude, and I'm like, nigga, it's Monday. Like, you shouldn't be doing this much gay shit on a Monday afternoon. Like, nigga, you have a problem.
What position were you in the mirror when you looked up? Was he bent over?
Yeah, he was bent over.
Okay.
And there was a
That's
dude.
That's what I envisioned.
And there was a dude behind me.
He was behind you.
He was behind me, like, this is going to be... I can't wait to read the comments on this because y'all are going to be really...
What was
really,
he doing behind you?
He was eating my ass. So he was behind...
Oh, okay.
That's a nice reflection.
Visual.
I thought
you were going to say something else, like you were ambidextrous.
No, I cannot wait to the homophobic comics, and this is going
to
be wild.
So, wait, I have to ask. So are there rules to this sex party when you walk in? Like, does someone greet you? Like, what happens?
Well,
this
was actually a really safe sex party. Mm-hmm. So there's lube everywhere. There's a bunch of condoms.
Okay.
There's refreshments.
Okay.
There's gay
what type
ass music playing.
Right.
Just like drinks, stuff like that.
Okay.
Like wine.
And then there's music playing and the strobe lights, and then there's just dudes fucking.
Is there a host? Like, hey, welcome
there probably
to the sex
was. I think the host was the one who's getting fucked the most.
Oh, okay.
Like he was like the bell of the
I'm trying to get
the
a visual.
With the most.
The bell
of the
balls. He was the bell.
Trying to
he
get
was
visual.
The bell of the balls.
Okay.
And so anyway, this has happened. I look at the mirror and I see myself in the mirror. I'm like, oh, Akeem, it's Monday.
Let me ask you this. Can't how did the room smell?
It honestly smelled good.
Okay.
Because they had air fresheners right. going. There was music. Right. Like it smelled like sex at the end.
Yeah,
at the end.
And I will say I stayed too long. Like if there's sex
close
party,
it out,
if
so
there's sex
everything
party
in the open room,
nigga, I was there too long.
Everything's in an open room. There's private rooms.
There's no private. There are private rooms, but I didn't go.
But what's the private rooms for?
So, I don't know. I didn't go.
I can tell you. You know, it's the least likely person to have a sex party story here is probably me, but I can tell it now because my daughter's older. But my daughter, when my daughter was. Was little, she had a teacher that was, she was young and she was, you know, she was cool. And she was like, hey, if you guys ever go out, I would love to go out with you guys. So we were like, hey, we're gonna go out this weekend. So one of our other friends is friends with these two queer girls and they wanna have a baby. Mm-hmm. So they decide that they're gonna get impregnated at a sex party, at a sex club, right?
I had no idea who the dad is.
They brought the dad, but they wanted everybody to be there to watch.
Okay, I thought they were going to just have sex and hope one of them hit.
No, they wanted the community to be there. But I didn't know any of this was going on, right? So then, I take the teacher with me. I say, hey, we supposed to be going to this party.
This is where Ida goes.
And then I walk in. It's a locker room.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, yo, what is that? Mm-hmm. This is an interesting venue, right? Yeah. So I got my clothes on. And then there's a buffet.
Oh.
Right?
We didn't have that.
They had salmon. They had salad. No alcohol in L.A., though. In L.A., you bring your own alcohol. So everybody has these brown paper bags. So this is when I realized something was off because I saw salmon and ass, right? And I was like, this is not a good comment. I'm not eating salmon or ass. It was an old white man.
One or the other.
Yeah, he had a cowboy boots on. I was like, is this man naked? Right. So we go out and then there's the dance floor and they're dancing and people are naked. Some people have clothes. They're trying to pull people. So I'm like, oh, my God.
And it's men and women?
Men and women. Okay. And I told the teacher, I am so sorry. I did not know. And
the teacher was like, no.
She was having the time of her life. She's like, this is like, I didn't expect it either.
When in Rome.
Let's go dance. We go dance. And then I was like.
The fact that you stayed and danced is hilarious.
I danced with her. Yeah. Because I was like, I don't want protective services to come get my kids. So I'm gonna be this lady. So we go to the other side, and that's when it's happening. The girls are having sex. They're in this plexiglass room that's covered. They're in a chamber. Mm-hmm. They having sex. All the friends are watching. I was like, okay, this is kind of ritualistic. This dude is sitting at a chair. He's like, talking to me, and he's like, come here, let's talk. He's fine. So I'm just having a conversation with him. And then I never looked down on the floor to realize that there was a line of women on their knees in line to give him head.
Oh my gosh. And so you cut the line and
he just
him.
I just talking to him. He's like, what's your name?
Yo.
He's like, he think I'm in. He's trying to get me in line.
VIP's
treatment.
Yo, all the bitches behind, like, wait a second, does he got a fast pass?
But I don't know. So I'm sitting there talking. He's like, where you from? He was like, yeah, you Puerto Rican? I was like, I'm Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
The girl, she goes, undoes his pants and she gets it. And then I was like, I think I'm gonna go. Like, but I'm curious. I want to know I'm like, I'm doing investigative journalism now, right? I just want to know. I go upstairs. I hear these people screaming. It's the S&M chamber. They have.
That's the private room.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this woman is like, and then I'm like, we gotta go get this bitch. Like, somebody's up there. I don't know what it is. I'm like, they're doing something to a woman.
Right.
We gotta go get her. We go up in there. They got her tied up. Cat of nine tails. Oh, it's a couple.
Yeah.
They're eating her. It was amazing. Cause it was, I was just like, I didn't know. And it was very, very sanitary. People cleaning up.
Yeah. That's the thing people don't realize about sex party. Cause I told some of the story on the radio and people were commenting disgusting disease. I'm like, y'all don't realize planned sex parties are clean.
Right. No COVID.
Yeah. Those people are sanitizing those condoms, those lubes, those everyone's checking. Like you have like they're clean.
So wait, have you ever been to a sex party, Kim?
No.
It felt like
I'm
you were about to say yes.
No, I'm just, I know how boring I am.
You know what?
No.
Gigi, I'm not even
never even
you.
Been invited.
I haven't. I've been to a swingers club.
Okay.
Where Angela?
I just, like, watched.
No, but I was going
to
say,
I haven't been to an actual sex party.
Back in the day, because in the music business, the reason I asked you is, remember they used to have the Mix Show Power Summit?
I went to that one.
And
there was something going on, right?
Yeah, so
they would have never let me find out. They would have been like, she's going to write a story.
But it was always the guys that did it. But I just remember I was leaving to go catch a flight. And so it was an event that they would do. It was actually in Dominican Republic.
It was in Puerto Rico.
They had it in both places. I think some years, and then they moved it to DR. Mm-hmm. I think the year when it was in Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. But what they do is, for the DJs, they used to set it up for like prostitutes on the island to come, and it would be like a big room.
I remember that.
So I remember I was leaving early. I had like a super early flight trying to get back home. And so I get on the elevator at like 6 in the morning, and a whole bunch of guys, like, that were there, and I knew some of them get on, and it smelled like ass. Wow. And I guess they were just coming from the party, yeah, that, mm-hmm, you know, that they had, mm-hmm, where they said it was like a room. One of them told me it's like a room, and they turn the lights off, and then it just, they go for it, and then, wow, the light comes back on, and then those people have to leave to let the next group of guys in.
Jesus.
Yeah. But it doesn't sound as well organized or sanitary as the events that
this are. Happens monthly in LA, which I didn't know. There's, oh, it's like a path. You pay a monthly fee, and you have, they do it like once a week. This was then. I don't know if they do it anymore.
For straight people?
Yeah, it's everybody. Really? It wasn't just straight people. It was all kinds of stuff happening there. Wow. And you know, my friend was like, I didn't, because I was in love with a loser at that time.
I went in.
Yeah. I saw everything. But you know what? I did it like a tour. I was like, and where is that? And what is this? Because I wanted to see all the
stuff
that was happening.
It is interesting to see. Even if you don't participate, it is very interesting to see. I've never seen a straight one, but because I don't want to see naked women. But I'm sure.
I saw more naked men than women. The men were less inhibited. They were so free in there. Mm. You could see the awkwardness with the women. Mm.
That's what I was thinking. It is awkward for women to go, for straight ones, because I can't imagine, because the dynamic is, because there's still a power dynamic between the men and the women. Mm. So I imagine the energy there is different, because mm-hmm, at the gay ones, it's just everyone's just like, hey, we all like dick. So it's like, right, it's like, but.
And I feel like in general, men like being naked. Like,
we do.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Women are more conscious about their bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. The beautiful women, they were all like this. Yeah. And then this old crusty bald.
Oh, ugly niggas get naked quick.
Yeah, men just walk around. Like,
ugly niggas get naked so quick.
Yeah, they don't. They did not hesitate.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was I never went back. Like, I think one of my girlfriends said she started going because she liked to go. Yeah. Who am I to judge anybody? I feel like as long as people get to do stuff like that, that's less violence.
Have a good time.
Yeah. You know, it keeps the violence against women down.
Enjoy yourself, love.
But they, exactly.
Yeah, I will say the one time I did go to one, I did like it because I kind of felt like a bad bitch because everyone was like, chasing after me. I'm like, oh, am I a 10? Like, this whole time, I was a bitch. Like, I don't know. So sometimes when I'm feeling bad about myself, I'm going to show up to like a little sauna, gay sauna, like, ah, okay, look at this.
Does it bother you if a guy has a little dick?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time.
You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah. Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
In there or in
general,
reality?
In life.
I mean, I don't prefer it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to say it bothers me. I don't want to shame, but it does. Yeah, it's not my thing.
You know, but that's a very interesting question because I think about that because of the hardware.
Yeah.
And, you know, the implications of what, how painful that would be.
You mean anal?
Anal. Yeah.
Oh, but
anal's
not painful. For men, we have a prostate.
Mm. Yeah. Is that painful for men?
I mean, not to say that it's not painful at all, but like...
That's not how it looked on Oz.
Because those are straight people pretending to have gay sex.
Right,
I know.
Actual
but
gay
I,
sex.
I also kind of feel like the first time it probably hurts.
The first 100%.
Yeah.
But then if you get lube, but also at the same time, I'm not taking... Like, I had a dude that wanted to fuck me... I don't know if I showed you his picture. I have to show you his picture. His dick was so... It was dude in Atlanta, black dude. His dick was so big, he sent me a picture and I just sent him LOL.
Oh, I think you did.
Yeah,
show
you the picture. Because I'm like, yeah, I got things to do. Like, you're not fucking me. Mm. So we hooked up, but I just sucked his dick or whatever. And by the way...
How did you do that then?
Poorly.
Yeah.
It was the worst blowjob. It was such a bad... Yeah. It made me feel like I didn't know how to suck dick. I'm like, wait a second, I've been sucking dick for a long time, but I felt bad. I'm over here sucking, I'm doing all the dick stuff. I'm like, yo, am I bad at sucking dick? Because it was so massive. I have to show y'all later. I'll show you a picture. It was ridiculous.
And it's also hard when it's really curved.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. You saw the picture. Yeah. It was.
It was a curved,
yeah, it was our first
long,
and last
long,
time hooking
that
up.
That makes it really hard.
Yeah.
That's a challenge. Well, you know, I had a celibate, so none of this is
I know. I've been celibate for 18 months.
Oh.
It's been almost 2 years. But it's so funny. It's not like I ain't never had dick before.
Right.
But
she forgot. Well, I'm not like riding a bike.
You know how some people they become celibate and they become so pious and they're like, oh, I've given my life to. No, I had to take myself out the game because I was in a relationship and it wasn't working for me. So I went into this trauma therapist and I did a trauma therapy program. And one of the things that you have to do is not engage, and you have to be celibate and you have to stay away. Not just the sexual part, because the sexual part is actually the easy part. It's the emotional part that gets connected to the sexual part. Mm-hmm. So she was like, I need you not to be involved with men in this way.
For how long?
I'm almost done. I'm still doing it. I'm almost done.
Oh, wait, the program is longer than 2 years?
No. No, I broke up and I hadn't been with anybody. Then I started doing the program. Okay. It's the best thing though for me. The best thing I've ever done, I feel. And it's not religious, not to shit on anybody who does it for religious reasons. But I was like, we got so much trauma and we walk around with so many issues. Mm-hmm. And for women, they deposit all that shit into us.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I gotta get myself together because I don't wanna be in what I've been in before. And it's been good. It's been hard, you know, it's been hard. And
So wait, you can't have any type of intimacy at all, though? It's
no intimacy.
So no kissing, nothing.
No.
For how long? How long?
I'm almost done. It's while you do. It's 12 steps. Mm-hmm. It sounds like AA.
Right.
But it's like 12 steps. And
what step are you on?
9.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm so you're like, more to go.
I be trying to do these steps fast as shit.
Yeah.
How long did each step? How long?
Well, it depends. It's been a long time for me because of my schedule. Because the therapist, I have to sit with her. I have to do these exercises.
That makes sense because you.
It's been like to get all of to get clear without having that in my ear, all that game and all that toxicity from a man telling me everything that's wrong with me because women don't fix plates no more, all that bullshit. And I'm like, yo, I just want to be with a healthy man. Above all things, you know, he got to be fine or to me and all of that. But I want to be with somebody who's healthy because I've never been in a healthy relationship.
Wow, I wonder why that is. You know,
my book.
Well, we were watching Love is Blind, you know, me and Akeem.
Great show. Oh,
excuse me. But one of the couples that didn't end up getting married.
Spoiler. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean it's all over.
I just want to let people know.
One of the couples didn't end up getting married, and you got to see his parents have a conversation and how his parents were like played a role in him being scared because he watched his father's infidelities and just a lot of things that happened with his parents. It kind of had him nervous.
Mm-hmm. I think that was an excuse.
You think so?
I do too. I will say he had been saying it from the beginning.
He did, but I just feel, it's like I just kept hearing excuse.
You don't believe him?
I didn't believe him either.
Reality TV.
I don't think he wanted to. Yeah, because the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, they're building this. Somebody's gonna say no. They were building it too much, and you were too invested in their couple, their love.
What was so weird about it is like you know the premise of the show.
Yeah,
it's the sixth season.
Right.
You knew it was gonna end in marriage.
And think about this, right? You see how the other guy told the girl before
they got to the gym.
Yes, that was good.
Those two...
Well, not good, but you know what I mean.
Clay and AD, I felt like you watched them together and they really looked it seemed too perfect, right? He could have told her.
He waited till they were at the altar.
He waited till that moment.
And then he was like,
I don't think it's responsible for me to get married right now.
Right.
At the altar.
If you don't want to break someone's heart, you could tell them off camera, right? Unless she was in on it, but I don't think she was.
You know how I knew he wasn't
going to
do it? He freestyled his vows. He didn't like have that. I feel like vows, you kind of think about that.
Yeah.
Right? Like when you get married, you don't just get up there and be like, you know, you real cool. And I just feel like we get along.
I also didn't like the fact that he kept blaming his daddy. It's like
it was an excuse.
At some point, you got to look in with, it's not, you can't keep blaming your daddy.
He said his dad took him with him when he went to cheat.
I didn't like that either.
That's traumatizing.
Yeah, and the mom didn't find out till the show.
He said it on the
show. I'm like, that's toxic.
You know, my ex-husband apparently had my daughter when he was cheating with him a few times.
Cheating field trips is wild.
That's not to me. It's like
cheating field trips is wild.
Some type of like
boundaries.
Yes. You don't.
But she was too little.
In your bed. At you know home. What I'm saying? They don't meet the kids.
There's gotta be some type.
I wouldn't hook up with someone who had a kid in the room.
Is okay with that?
Because you know a lot of. I read this comment on these like the Instagram posts that'll say, women, what's, you know, how do you tell if they're lying or whatever? And I circled it, one of them, and sent it to a friend of mine because it was funny. We know guys that say this. It's like when you're living with someone, but you're not together.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I still live with her, but I feel like when I was married, you know, he possibly would have. Now, listen, I don't give that the whole benefit of the doubt. But, you know, I feel like he probably said, we're not together.
But we're married, but we're not together. Because I think about even my parents when I was growing up, my dad like slept on the couch all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, because I feel like sometimes people stay together because it's convenient. They have kids.
But they do.
And there's people who like really, I have friends who legitimately don't have sex in their relationship.
I have friends like that too.
And
it's, I do not.
Yeah. No, literally.
He's like,
married,
we all have sex.
I just literally married, but they're not even having sex.
But thing is, if you are not in the relationship, right? Like, and you, I think it's worse when you stay together for the kids.
I
think
agree.
If you're gonna break up, I think just break up. Just stop staying together.
But I think it's easier to say than to do.
It's because it's phony to me. And now the kids, you know.
Yeah.
they need to learn. You know, I mean, it's hard. The worst time you can break up for kids is when they're between like 7 and 11, right? Mm-hmm. Like anytime before that, the kid's kind of too young it's fine. They don't, you know, they don't care. And then after that, the kid can process what's going on. But between like 7, like that pre-adolescent age, it's really bad for parents to like get divorced at that time. So a lot of people stick with it. But I feel like a lot of men know after like 1 year of having the baby, whether they want to stay or women. Right, whether they want to stay or leave. I feel like
that's a tough time though with like women who go through postpartum and babies do change their relationship.
It absolutely
in ways that, you know. I mean, I guess it's a case by case basis, but I will say, knowing that his dad used to bring him and
how old was he? Did he say how old he was?
Really cool, like and very.
He was old enough to remember.
Yeah.
So I could imagine that would make somebody feel like shit, like. In a relationship, I don't know if I should do this. And his dad kind of was not taking that much accountability.
No,
his dad
I also didn't say wouldn't much. Have told his that story was... on TV.
Especially right. knowing that the mom didn't know.
Knowing that the mom didn't know.
So you're putting boundaries on people who are on a show called Love is Blind? That's where you're like, this is where I draw the line.
The mom was great, though. The mom was great. When she read him a little bit,
it was very bad for the mom.
She was like, you weren't good to me.
Yeah, she called him out on it.
Dude, can you imagine falling in love with somebody, though, and not seeing them?
I'm toxic, so yeah. For me, I can't wait till they make a gay version. If they make a gay version, I know they can't.
He told me it's impossible.
Because the whole premise of the show is they separate them, the men and the women. But for gay people, they can't. And I told this story and to Sam, y'all know Sam J. And I said it, and Sam's gay, a lesbian. Sam's like, they'll just separate the tops from the bottoms. I'm like, bitch, that's not gonna work.
Yeah,
right. If you put me in with the tops and I see a hot enough top, I'm like, oh, I'm a bottom now. Yeah.
He said they'll all be fucking each other.
Yeah.
You ain't got no
clothes. So it wouldn't work logistically, but if they find out how to do it logistically, sign me up. I can't wait to find my blind husband.
Even like when
Chelsea
and Jimmy saw each other, you could tell he didn't really like feel her like that.
Oh,
right? So you could fall in love with somebody's personality. Would that then overshadow what they look like to you? Because physical attraction is a thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's not fair to act like you're superficial because if you may not be physically attracted to someone.
Right.
I just wish they were more honest with her. I wish the dude, when he saw that she didn't look like Megan Fox,
right,
he should have been like, yo, bitch, I signed up for Megan.
He said you lied.
He was like, this is not what I thought. What did he say?
But he didn't say it with enough honesty for me. He said it too nicely. Like,
I saw that on social media.
Yeah. She said, I look like Megan Fox.
But were they in the bed? Didn't he tell her that when she asked him, was this this couple?
Yeah.
She said, what do you like the best about me? He said, your teeth. Was that them
too? Yeah.
That's kind of like
a good answer.
Somebody on social media was like, you either look like Megan, the little creature, or you look like the fox, but you don't look like her. I was like, what is this about?
Not to diss her looks either, but that's a weird person. Like, you cannot compare yourself to
Right.
You know, it's always going to be a letdown when people be like, oh, I look just like this person. Yes. It never works out well.
Also, I will say it was a loaded question for him to ask because, bitch, this show's called Love is Blind. Right. I ain't telling you who the fuck I look like. You're supposed to be blind.
Yeah. How many times have you fallen in, or maybe not fallen in love, but ended up dating somebody who physically, like, normally you wouldn't have? And you know how in the beginning you're like, I would never. And then you end up being with that person.
I did. I think the most unattractive... Go ahead. I talk way more than you. I want to hear what you got to say.
No, well, I usually like tall, dark guys. And I was with a short... I don't want to say what nationality or what like culture, but he was not black. Yeah.
I know who
there was. And there was nothing, let's say, big about him.
Ooh.
So why? What was it about him that made you change your mind?
It was his personality. It was our chemistry. We went maybe like 6 months before we had sex.
Was the sex good? All right.
Wow. Okay.
I dated somebody who my friends were like, he's not your physical type. I wouldn't call him ugly, but I would say that he just didn't look like somebody that I would date. But he had the most swag of anybody I ever dated. Mm. Nice. He had the most personality. He had he's from the Bronx, but he is the most swagged out dude I ever went out with. And I was like, it was it was his personality that got me. I just wanted to say, because I've been on a reality show, people will say...
What reality show?
Last Comic Standing.
Okay.
That's right.
And when I was on Last Comic Standing, when I got eliminated from the show, I walked out of off the set and they walked me into a room with a therapist.
Oh, damn.
Have them on set.
Right.
When...
Kim's like, we don't do that on the show.
No. Yes.
No, I'm playing.
you got to go through psych-eval.
Okay. Yeah, you get a psych-eval after. So when people say that they see these reality shows and they're like, oh, they set this up. I'm like, you would be surprised what people will do when the cameras get on.
Yeah, yeah. People are totally different people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on a reality show too.
Me too.
Me and Kim were on it together.
Yes,
as a matter of fact.
Yes, we were.
And there were things that I was like, now hold on. This is like, people just make stuff up and they say anything about you. You think the cameras are off. You think y'all cool. The cameras come on all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You
know,
and that was before psych-eval. Remember, they didn't have that.
Yeah, they
That psych-eval stuff just happened a couple
years
ago.
What show was this?
What was it called?
The Gossip Game.
Oh, I forgot the name of the damn show.
Gossip Game.
Yeah, the Gossip Game.
Yeah.
And it's a lot also because you're sitting around waiting to film for like hours. Man. And so by the time you go film, you're like exhausted.
Yeah.
Have you been on one?
It's a lot of...
Yeah, Gigi was on Beyond the Pole.
Beyond the Pole.
On WeTV, season 2.
I need to get on a reality show.
Yeah. Right. What could I see you on?
You said some
amazing. I don't know.
It's a lot of work.
Love is Blind.
It's a lot of work.
The gay edition.
Listen...
We got to figure out a way.
You got only something different. Like,
remember
love
the guy
bent
that
over.
Was on the season of Love is Blind and
Love is
Bent. Really gay, but he pretended to be
Yo,
straight.
Yo, he slid in my
I
DMs.
I heard about him, too.
He Wait, slid in my DMs.
He was on Love is Blind, but he was gay.
He was bi.
And he ended up, he was bi. He ended up with a woman, like, they were, but then it turns out he was bi.
And she was mad
about
it.
I remember that. That was the first season, right?
Carlton or something like that. Cliff, something with a C.
I think that was the first season.
Yeah, he slid in my DMs.
Did you respond?
No. He was too problematic. I ain't got that time
right,
for that.
Right, right.
Also, I don't live in Atlanta. I'm not going to Atlanta.
Oh, so that's the real reason.
Nah, he was problematic. And I'm not going to lie, if he was a little bit finer, I would have replied back.
Ah, there you go. Why?
Right.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward.
You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
All right, now, another thing I wanted to get into right now is Risa Tisa. Oh. Right, you know, she signed a CAA. They're going to make a movie. There's like a bidding war over her story to make her movie. But one of the main things that she's very honest about when she's telling her story is all the red flags that she ignored.
Oh, girls, it was a red flag continent.
Yeah, the whole thing was red flags everywhere.
I will say, in her defense, it was during the pandemic. And the pandemic was like the Super Bowl for scamming people because it was the best time to scam people. Yeah. And she got scammed, but it was like, it was the pandemic. We didn't know what was going to happen. We thought the apocalypse was coming. So,
well, in her defense, I also want to say, pandemic or not, we all ignore some red flags.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because absolutely. You kind of believe what you want to believe.
Yep.
Oh, like she was like, I know he lying, but whatever. I'm going to let him continue this lie. I just told him, let's not look at no more houses. And he had a test driving cars.
It was crazy.
And you see he's like replying now.
Now he's starting to come out.
He loves the fact that people know that saying his name right now.
But doesn't he have mental illness? Isn't his family say
His brother came out and said he had mental illness.
So let's talk about, so in solidarity with Risa Tisa, what are some things that we've done? And as far as ignoring red flags that we have been so embarrassed to even talk about, but we can just put it on the floor.
Red flag.
Right here.
Red flag.
All right, Kim.
Oh, my God. My whole wedding was a red flag.
The reality show was a red flag. People were like, I don't know about this.
Was that before? Yeah. There were a lot of red flags that... Okay, so when I got married, I got married for the wrong reasons, right? Yeah. Like, you get married because you want to be married. A lot of women get into situations because they want to be married, right? You want to be married, you want to get into a family. So it wasn't necessarily, like, the right person. He wasn't the right person for me. And I think throughout, like, there was cheating before we were married. So for me, that's a red flag, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's who you are, right? But, you know, you kind of like, well... We weren't married, you know, or maybe you ignore it, you know, you ignore certain behaviors. Like, there were a lot of things that happened that I was just like, okay. But you have kids, so you stay in it for those reasons, you know. But even the wedding, I was saying yesterday, just yesterday, that I always wanted a destination wedding. So when I got married, why didn't I have a destination wedding? Because this fool wanted to do it here and wanted his family there. And so, like, I... gave into that,
right?
Because it was like you're getting married. You want to be, you want to compromise. And I didn't get what I wanted. Like I wanted to go away and get married. So I think there were a lot of things,
right?
That, you know, and a lot of relationships.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying we're standing in solidarity. Now, Ida, you've also been married. Mm. Okay, so but even whether or not it was that, what are some red flags that you ignored? And now that you look back, you're like, what was I thinking?
This is why I'm in this program. you know, growing up, you read my book, Without My Father, and being illegitimate and feeling like I wasn't enough. One of the things that I remember listening to and thinking that it was cool, as long as he comes home to you, it doesn't matter what he does in the streets, or buying into this whole idea that men are not designed to be monogamous.
Right, because they will tell you that, and society will tell you that.
Yeah, I think that the reality of it is, I was dating somebody, he's in the book, he's an actor. This motherfucker is he used to lie with a straight face, and I got to the point where I'd be like, I feel like I'm in a scene and I don't have my lines. Right. Can you give me the script so I'll know? Right. Tear coming down, that one glory tear. I remember one time he was missing, right? He would disappear. And he popped up and he had on this ring, this real like ring, like a skeleton ring. And I said, yeah. Where have you been? You're not going to believe what happened. He was like, I ended up in a fight with all these Mexicans. And I beat one's ass so bad that I took his ring as a trophy.
Wow.
Bitch.
And I was sitting, I spent the night on his doorstep because I wanted to know where he was.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just remember just thinking to myself, I know this is a lie.
Yeah.
But it's like that, like Corey Holcomb has a joke that says, you're going to trade in two dimes and a nickel for a case quarter. Like, what am I going to do? I'm going to break up with him.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have to do this again with somebody else who's also going to do this.
Yeah.
Because in my thinking, that's what I believe about men.
Mm. Yeah.
And so I was just like, just get over it and then get on with it.
Glad you won the fight.
Glad you won the fight.
He got no marks on him. Right. Nothing.
No, furious. It was just lie after lie. And you know. You know it. You can feel it.
Yeah.
You know what guys lie about? They'd be like, I was in jail. I got arrested.
Oh, man.
They say whatever.
Yeah, they say I fell asleep at my friend's house. You know, I remember a guy. This is how I should have known it was a red flag. I should have never gotten in a relationship with this guy. He, when I first met him, he had just gotten out of a relationship with his ex. But then I guess like they ended up getting back together, but he did not tell me.
Mm.
And so all of a sudden, like, things changed because I was seeing him all the time. And then things, like, really, really slowed down. So I was like, all right, cool. He wasn't my boyfriend. We just were, like, kind of dating a little bit. And then one day I'm at work and his girlfriend again, calls me. And I guess he had broke a phone and got a new phone. And so she was calling from his old phone. And
she put it back together.
She saw that he was, like, calling me a lot and she was like, you know, I'm at his house right now. I'm pregnant. And yeah, she told me this whole thing. She's pregnant. She's staying at his house. They live together. And then he called me on the other line while I was talking to her.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, I told him, I was like, you know, your girlfriend's on the other line. And he's like horrified. So she ends up like throwing all his stuff out the window and breaking his TV, calling his parents. Ooh. She never even met his parents, but she got their number.
And was she really pregnant?
No, she wasn't. She actually, by the way, though, had an abortion and was resting at his house.
So at some point she was pregnant.
She already had the abortion, though, but she was acting like she was having a baby.
Yeah. That's a red flag, though.
Yeah. So anyway, I stopped talking to him after that. But then one day I was on the train going home and I run into him on the train and then, you know, he wasn't with her anymore. Because then it was embarrassing for him. Like the neighbors had to like gather his belongings.
Ooh, after there's nothing like someone
throwing stuff out the window.
And I was like, so we end up like little by little putting it back together. And then dating for like 4 years. And I was like, why did I even?
Right.
That was a terrible idea to get.
Oh, you went back with him.
Yeah, because he wasn't my, like, I justified it. You know how you justify it.
Yeah, you're like, he wasn't my boyfriend.
Yeah. Right? He was getting out of this relationship. Yeah. You know,
he was in a transitional period.
Because he was like, look, I just wanted her to get this abortion. I was being nice to her until, you know.
Well, that's a good lie.
Yeah.
Because guys always say that.
But one of my rules is if he did it to her, he'll do it to you.
Right, right.
Right? So, like, a lot of times we get into situations, right, and you think that he's going to treat you differently, right? Like, or how you, you know, or how you meet him is how you keep him. Exactly. Yeah. So, I feel like, you
even
know,
even if you see, like, with Rick Ross and Christina Mackey right now and everything that's going on with that.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's like, you know, you can't change a person.
Yeah, he has
who they are and their character, right? So, it's almost like, don't get into a situation trying to change a person. Mm-hmm. You gotta, you know, meet someone where they're at.
Yeah, either enjoy yourself or if that's not what you want, then be realistic. What about you, Akeem? Tell us about some red flags that you...
None. I don't date. I just be out here in these streets.
But you've been trying to... There's been a couple of times that there's been people you're like, I really like this person.
No, there has been. And there has been some... Okay, so there was this dude I was talking to and there were definitely red flags and I'm still actively ignoring them.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
He's had two wives and now he's into men again. Now he's like gay and...
Okay.
We're still talking, so I'll be on the next episode. I'll let y'all know when he breaks apart.
Does he consider himself bisexual, or is he now gay?
He's gay.
Okay.
He's here for the dick now.
He's gay.
Team dick.
What about
so tune in 3 or 4 more months. I'll be up here. Like, he fucked a woman. Like,
he went back to the other side.
Is he openly gay, or does
Okay. Openly gay.
And Gigi, what about you?
Oh, man, you know my biggest red flag.
What?
There's two, actually. Oh my God, y'all, I can't breathe. I'm sorry. There's two, actually. So the first one is I went back to the same person 18,000 times, even though he was cheating on me and, you know, going behind my back and having sex with girls that we had threesomes with and all types of shit. First red flag. Mm-hmm. Second red flag was I said yes to a 3-day engagement and it was engaged for 65 days.
Wow.
And I was really for it.
But I don't know if that's a red flag.
It was.
That's a red flag.
It was. I mean, 3 days. I called his bluff and said yes, but like it was a whole total like love bomb. That's a red flag.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you don't get a chance to call someone's bluff.
Was he fine?
Yeah. She said yeah.
He was.
I didn't know. I mean, I experienced love bombing. And of course, many times, but when I was able to understand what it really was and how many times I've experienced it and the letdown after.
I've done some stupid stuff with fine people. Fine people will make you do dumb shit.
Tell me what love bombing is exactly. I know it's like people just.
It's like an outpour of attention in the beginning.
Affection.
In the beginning.
From the start.
It is that's a huge red flag to me. When a girl, a friend of mine comes up to me and says like, oh, you know, we talk all day. I'm like, that ain't right. Why y'all talking all day? Yeah. Why y'all going back and forth all day? You know, it doesn't make sense, right? Because, you know, they can't maintain that type of attention. So it's all about the hunt that they're chasing you to get you.
But isn't that kind of normal in the beginning where you like talk all the time? And
yeah, but love bombing, it's a red flag. Love bombing is more it feels obsessive.
Yeah.
It feels like, and they are also, everything you want, they mold themselves into like appearing that they are those things. Yeah. I experienced that, and it was a lot for me because it went from one extreme to the other. Because when he realized that I wasn't ready to go there, it was like, you know, and then he probably went somewhere else and tried something, and then when that didn't work out, came back, and then. But the love bombing is, it's somebody who keeps you so occupied that you don't have time
for
yourself and your own life.
Yeah. To really assess what's happening. Yeah. Because you're constantly
so being invested.
Distracted.
You know what?
I'm glad you said, all right, I want to read this to you guys because this is a post that I saw on social media and see if you agree or disagree.
Ooh. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I never used to understand why people in healthy relationships isolate themselves from everyone, but now I get it. Once you find your person, you realize the thing you have been uselessly searching for in come and go friendships, relationships, and partying will never amount to the presence of this one human. And so you know how when you get into, I just like, no.
That's the textbook definition of love bombing.
Really? Because I saw a lot of people liking this post. And you know how you could be with somebody and it's like really just the two of you, like you don't go anywhere anymore. Yeah. You just be with your boo.
I think that's toxic.
End up intense under the freeway.
Yeah.
You know, I just think that's, I remember I went to Della Reese's church. Mm-hmm. It was like the science mind church, you know, like metaphysical thinking church. And I remember that the lady preaching said, y'all out here fantasizing about Jerry Maguire, you complete me. She's like, that's the most dysfunctional thing I've ever heard in my life. Two incomplete people do not make a whole person. Mm-hmm. Two incomplete people just equal to incomplete people.
Yeah.
It's important to be a fully realized and self-developed human being that has your own life and your own existence to be able to be in a healthy relationship. This is what I've been learning in this thing, because I was with somebody who would do everything with me. He would go, he'd be at the comedy club and they'd be like, you going up tonight?
he was there so much. Right. You waiting for your turn?
Yeah, he was there too. They were like, you got to have a set at this point.
Yeah.
But it's not healthy, and it's insecurity that you latch onto somebody, you trauma bond, and you're with them all the time. And what happens to you, the individual? Because we all came here alone with our own purpose. Mm-hmm. So what you do when you... What are we gonna start a label together? Yeah. It's just unhealthy. It is the epitome. And yes, when you are in a romance and you are in love with somebody and it works, there are moments where everybody else disappears. But what you gonna do when you have a baby? You gonna ignore your baby because you with this person? You know, like, what about your job, your career, your own purpose? Yeah. What about your grandmama? You not gonna see your grandmama no more because he is the one? That sounds crazy.
Yeah.
What do you think, guys? Have you ever been in that situation?
I think I was codependent before. Mm-hmm. I think I had this conversation with you, right? Like, just being in my marriage. So, like, you said something interesting. You said you came into this world alone, right? Mm-hmm. Most of the time, you're going to die alone. Yeah. So whether, you know, the person dies before you or you die before them or whatever, or they cheat and they break up, I always feel like you have to learn how to be happy with yourself, right? You have to learn how to be happy with yourself, because if another person, if you're dependent on that other person to make you happy, then you're not really happy, right? So I feel like I can see a situation when you're in love and you're with someone every day, and that's cool, but don't lose yourself in that, because anything can happen. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to feel like, you know, you're so codependent that you can't exist without that person when that person goes away.
I feel like it's impossible for me to be with somebody all the time anyway.
Because
I'll be at work, I'm here, I'm doing other things. Like, if I'm with somebody, if I'm lucky, I'm gonna see you for like 4 hours. You know.
Yeah.
But you also have your own Angela Yee life. You go on trips with your girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people have a problem with girls' trips. I saw that a post about that. Like, oh, you know, I don't do girls' trips. And if I go somewhere,
who has a problem with it? Is it men that have a problem with it?
No, women. Women. Like, I'm not doing no girls.
Oh, any woman who's like, I don't have any women friends. I'm like, oh, so you're just not a
fun person. That is a red flag.
You're not a fun person?
Yeah, like.
You don't have any women friends? That's wild.
Usually you hate yourself.
Yeah, yeah. I hate other women.
Yeah, that's just weird to me.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Because I have all type of friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
The same, I feel the same way with some even some straight gay people were like, I don't have any gay friends. I'm like, why don't you have any gay friends? I don't have a lot because I do comedy for a living, but I still have some.
Mm-hmm.
But my idea of being in a good and healthy relationship is being with somebody who, when I go on a girl's trip, is like, I trust my woman. I know she's going to be. And yeah. I can be like, oh, he in Vegas with his boys. You not nervous? No, because if he's going to cheat, he'll cheat down the street.
Right. Yeah.
It's not, you know, that's
location
foolish.
Has nothing to do with cheating. If you're going to be a cheater, you're going to be a cheater. Cheat.
Yeah, exactly.
My boyfriend is like, I like when we miss each other.
I like that too, right? Yeah. When you're away from someone and then you get to miss them. Yeah. Because then you value the time you spend together more so.
What about friends of the opposite sex? Like if you're with somebody, that's... And I want to say, I saw this, was it on Taylor Rooks and Joy Taylor's podcast? They were saying that they couldn't trust a man who didn't have female friends. Mm-hmm. And I've always said that too, because I feel
like... I agree
like,
with that, because if you don't have female friends and you're a straight man... Then that leads me to believe that you only think of women as sex.
Exactly.
Sex.
Right.
And if you only see women as capable. Sex objects, then that's gross.
Yeah.
Because some people think there's no such thing as platonic friendships.
Those are unhealthy people.
And those are people that...
Yeah, I hate when people say that.
Yeah.
Like it's so silly that they can't be platonic.
Oh, I've been that insecure. Mm-hmm. I have been that insecure that I have felt threatened by a female relationship that my partner has with a woman that's been platonic before I even came along. Mm-hmm. But I know that it was insecurity, which that's step number seven. But I've been that insecure where I've been like, I'm the only friend you need. You don't need to be friends. And you know, this other thing, because being Puerto Rican, that's very celebrated in our culture. Like my mom is like, because you know, Puerto Rican women are jealous and we violent. And I'm like, that's toxic and unhealthy and it's exhausting. And to walk around being that all the time is not going to do anything but make your liver sick. Like, I don't want to live my life like that. But I've been so insecure in a relationship that the thought of my partner looking at somebody's page made me feel, because it was how I feel about myself. So, you know, and I don't want to be like that. I want you to have a friend. I want you to see women as people.
Right.
You know?
No, you're right. After you put out your book and your special and the documentary and everything that you've done, do you feel like there's been like a weight lifted off of you for being able to tell your story?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. My therapist told me, because I've had a pinched nerve for like 6 weeks. And my therapist was like, you have trauma trapped in your body. And my masseuse was like, I would not be surprised that since you had that download of all that stuff coming out, it's all just trying to get out of your body. Because, you know, I got raped. So, and trauma gets trapped in your physical body. And I've been, that was the other thing that I've been dealing with in this thing, is like getting that stuff out of me. But I said things in that book, my mom still hasn't read it because I don't want her to read it, because I don't want her to hurt. But I said things in that book that I had never been able to get out. And it was only because I sat down and wrote it that I was able to get that stuff out of, you know. And hopefully it'll help somebody else, you know, because people like you, Puerto Ricans, were like, you don't air out our dirty laundry.
Yeah, that's definitely a cultural thing, too. I mean, even for Caribbean culture, you're not, everything is supposed to be like in the family.
And that's how nothing gets fixed.
Asian culture is like that, too.
Yeah. Wow. That's how nothing gets fixed. If you keep it all in, that's how
nothing gets fixed. Yeah, sweep it under the rug.
I wonder what the conversation you'll have with your mom is, if she ever, or when. Because I know at some point.
She will. I forget. I mean, I told her I had to forgive myself, because a lot of the stuff was me holding that in. But I adore my mother, and
I know you talked about how you don't want people to hate your mom,
no.
And that was a big jail for you.
She had her first baby when she was like 13. Mm. Yeah. And she was a victim of abuse. And so what was she going to do? You know, that's the thing. Like, people are like, when you hear those conservatives talking about liberals and you hear them talking about poor people, there's no father in the home and all that bullshit that they're always saying about things that, you know, affect everybody, not just people of color. There are a lot of single parent-led white homes in rural America. But that's the bullshit, that the things that we are always holding people to these metrics where they don't have the resources to meet. My mom didn't grow up in, you know, going to school, having therapy, having resources.
Most people's parents didn't do that. That's a new phenomenon. Right.
Very much so.
So I have to give her grace. Like, what was she going to do? She had she was a kid with a kid. You know what I mean? And so,
and like you said, forgiveness is for you also.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's self-care, baby. The best self-care you can give yourself.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I can't wait till you write your book.
Mm-hmm. That's a tell-all.
I know.
Me neither. Come on, Audible, give me one of them deals.
Oh, gosh. Because, you know, comedy is a form of therapy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's how Ida got started.
It is. But I will say it is also not therapy, comedians.
Man, it's become a mess. I'm embarrassed to be a comedian right now.
It is.
Y'all are going crazy.
Yeah. I
mean, you guys are like that.
Don't say y'all.
WWE.
But,
no, but you would think.
It is a lot of drama.
It's just drama, though. But you would think by the way that these comedians be talking that they can fight.
Yeah. Wow.
That's why I know I can't fight. I talk about how I can't fight.
It's a couple of them, you know.
But I am not a fighting gay. I'm not one of them gay. Like, that is not
me. All right. And then do you feel like you have to pick a side sometimes, too? Because there are people who...
Sometimes. Yeah.
You know, they see you with this person, but you have some type of solidarity with this person who might have put you on more than this person.
Yeah.
You know, that's hard because...
Well, you know,
people are sensitive. Comedians are sensitive.
Mm-hmm. I'm friends with a comedian who has beef with everybody.
I know. So,
he actually took me on the road when my grandmother died. Was the one that was like, I'm talking about Corey Holcomb.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't inherit other people's beef because I think that the thing about, and my son was the one that told me, he's like, you dealing with somebody else's situation that you have nothing to do with, you don't know where those people were at that point in time where they going through this, and now you want to say, oh, because you said this.
Yeah.
It's really hard in comedy. I will tell you what I'm so disappointed by. What I'm disappointed by is all this beef, all this he say, she say, they say, we say, and ain't nothing coming out in the comedy. Like, I would expect that after said comedian said all these things, that comedian was like, bah, 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 you would see a slew of comedy specials with some fire-ass jokes. Like when Nas and Jay-Z.
Let's
get some takeovers.
You like, where are those comedy specials that are like...
But they're not specials. They're just podcasts. All they're doing is like, you talk shit about me on a podcast.
I'm going to go to a podcast.
Just wait until I get on a podcast.
No.
Right? It's like, go on stage.
Yeah. I'm going... Take it on, right?
Yeah.
The most clever joke.
Yeah.
That you could ever write about. You remember when Jamie Foxx did that special when he said LL Cool J punched him all in his mouth?
Yeah.
It was, he went on stage and did jokes about the people who had said something about him. Mm-hmm. He went in on J-Lo.
Yep,
but it was in the jokes.
And it was funny.
It was funny.
And then you kind of can't get mad because it's comedy. I mean, you can.
Yeah.
But it's funny, as long as it's in the jokes.
But now everyone's just like, they're just doing it on the
Where's
podcast.
The comedy ether? Where is the takeover? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I was, as a comedian, I was like, all right, we shaking it up.
Yeah.
Cat Williams did Here the insurrection comes. On January 4th.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
But he has been on stage, and I haven't been at the shows, because now it's also harder to see the content, because you can't bring phones in.
Yeah.
You gotta,
which I think is good.
Yeah, so there might be stuff going on. We just may not also...
Oh, but I know Kat talks about it on stage.
I feel like he has, because I've seen a couple of little clips. But
I did a show with Cedric on Friday, and he talked about it.
He did, and
it was funny, and it wasn't even... It wasn't malicious, because Cedric is not a malicious person.
He doesn't seem like it is.
People will say, why Cedric... Cedric is not, he's not a malicious
person. He seems like a family guy.
Yeah, he's just not, he's a good-spirited person.
Yeah.
Right.
And the thing about this is, like, we as people people of color will shit on each other and shoot each other out. But we get in these public spaces that none of these white names come up.
None.
And you, only black comedians stealing jokes.
Yeah.
Only Latino comedians stealing jokes.
Ain't no way.
Why y'all ain't calling everybody out? Right. Why you only calling the people who look like you out?
That's why. I said this on Gaffey's podcast. I think Cat Williams is like the king of code switching. Because he went on Club Shay Shay with all this animosity and energy and called out, Earthquake can't read. This nigga ain't shit. He did all that. And then he called out Joe Rogan. He's like, Joe Rogan's been booking the same mediocre white people. And then he went on Joe Rogan's show and proceeded to talk about space and aliens for 3 hours.
Wow.
I'm like, nigga, you just said that he wasn't shit. Uh-huh. Now you on his show, say that he ain't shit. Like,
say
what?
It to his face.
Yeah. I didn't
talk about that.
It was 3 hours of aliens made the pyramids.
Wow.
All I said was a menthol conversation.
Yeah.
Because Roland Martin had some things to say about that, the menthol cigarette
That was wild. It's like, so you read 3,000 books and none of them was on menthols, nigga?
When you got journalists coming back with clever jokes and the comedians are butt hurt, I'm like, why are you in your field? And then you go sit around the most instigating people that are just going to be like, hey, so such and such is, because everybody's trying to get their videos to go viral.
Yeah.
Go to Netflix and say, I got a fire ass hour. I'm going to address all of this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even talk on a podcast. I'd be like, you know what? See me on y'all on stage.
That's like, though, it takes so long because by the time you address things in a Netflix special, it'd be like
months later.
Like Chris Rock. But you know what? The thing is, you going on stage, record it, and put the clip up. Right. That's what everybody.
That's
else
what it
does.
Is. Put the clip up. Then still stand up.
Mm. Yeah, do the stand up clip.
Yeah.
Well, Godfrey's like he's doing a GoFundMe, so shout out to him for that. Because he wants to do his own special, so he's trying to raise money to do it because it's time.
Yeah.
And I do admire when people can say, all right, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to own my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and bring it right to happen.
Because the industries are still being the industry. So they pick who they like. And if they don't like you, you kind of
That's what we should
yourself.
Be rebelling about. That somebody like Godfrey doesn't have an hour set.
Exactly. Right.
That's what you should be.
And he could. Yeah. Like, somebody would do it. You know, he said Shaq hit him up.
Yeah.
But it's also ownership, too. And, and having control over the content.
But the fact that Netflix hasn't came to him with a deal is insane.
Right, right.
But it's like, but they like who they like. And if you're not the Dave Chappelle's of it all.
But then I look at like a Joe Coy who couldn't get a deal either and then did his own special.
And then he sold it,
you know, and maybe you'll get more.
Yeah.
I don't know that anyone who did They Ready, all 12 of us, got an hour special from Netflix.
No, they didn't.
Not one of us.
Yeah. Wow. Which is insane because every one of you are justifiably could do an hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. I mean, I went and did mine at HBO Max, but what I'm telling you is nobody in that. And listen, we got viewership because even though they don't give us our numbers, there are people there who do tell you, hey, look.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there are people who've been doing stand-up way longer than me who deserve an hour special before me.
Yeah.
I am humble enough to say that. But they didn't give anybody. We can't sit around and wait on these institutions.
And I did produces specials as well for other comedians. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Walk that walk, talk that talk, okay?
Angela goes to them.
I go to them. Yeah, I will be there. All right, well, listen, you guys, I appreciate y'all for coming through. Great. We were all over the place today.
Yes, we were.
We talked about sex parties and we ended with therapy.
What a great
what you need after you go to a sex party. You need therapy.
Right. But Ada Rodriguez, Akeem Woods, I appreciate both of you. Make sure you follow them. Make sure you go see Ida's on tour right now.
Yeah, funny Ida. So actually, April 6th, I will be with in Prairie, Texas with T.I., Tiffany Haddish, Ryan Evans, and Capone. We're doing a show. So make sure you check that out. But if you go to funnyida.com, you'll see where all my shows are. And make sure you check them out.
You might see me there. Ooh. And Akeem?
Same thing. AkeemWoods.com has all my tour dates. I can't think of any April dates right now. Mm-hmm. But they're there.
But go look at AkeemWoods.com.
Yeah, AkeemWoods.com. I don't know where I'm at, but I'm out here.
Okay. But I'm out there.
All right. Well, Gigi, South by Southwest on the way. Magic City documentary on the way.
Can't wait to see
Kim Osorio. Woo, girl.
I'm not on tour.
Not on tour, but we'll see what's
But
coming.
We are tuned into the Impact every week.
Oh.
Yes.
Good to hear. All right. It's lip service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, I love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.